If you haven't heard, you can book your 60-minute Pick My Brain session today. It's a one-on-one, intimate discussion with me, your chief encourager, Ayana Angel, where you get access to a seasoned business professional, strategist, and idea expert who has helped countless people start businesses, podcasts, and successfully switch careers with a hybrid of consulting and coaching. Yes, I'm speaking in third person, but I am talking about me. You will get your one-on-one time with me to pick my brain, ask me questions about any of the areas within my four P's, which would be personal development, podcasting, book publishing, public relations, but also just if you're familiar with the show and you have an idea of what my skill set is and what I bring to the table, you will have an opportunity to ask questions, to get feedback on your ideas, to get insight on your ideas, to learn from some of my mistakes as well as some of my wins, how I've strategized to get to where I am now. You can ask any question that you want and we will go through and make sure that we're helping you get from where you are to where you want to be in this 60-minute one-on-one Pick My Brain session. Go to switchpivotorquit.com now and book your session. Welcome to 7-Minute Sunday on the Switch Pivot or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. This week, I'm going to read a quick entry from an inspiration book that I penned a couple years back. So the entry says, "You'll never know if you can balance on the tightrope of success if you don't conquer your fear of heights." I'll read that again so we can really let it sink in. "You'll never know if you can balance on the tightrope of success if you don't conquer your fear of heights." Let's unpack this a little bit, because I feel like although this is a short entry, it's packed filled with meaning. There's a lot to sort of uncover in this statement. So the first things that come to mind is balancing on the tightrope of success. That's number one saying that. This large level, large scale success that many of us think of, it is not always the most comfortable place to be in. Meaning that if you go too far left or too far right, there is room for you to fall. And when I say fall, that could represent so many things. That could mean not be held at the same regard that you were once held at. Make a mistake in a way that the public comes after you, because we all know people love you until they hate you. That could mean doing something that's just detrimental to your business and your personal success. There's all these things that obviously could mean. But when I think about, you know, that narrow space, I think about the fact that not everybody is going to make it. Not everybody is qualified and is cut out for this high level, sometimes even high visibility spot of success. And this is obviously not all of our goal. Some of us just want a more humble level of success. But I think it's important to still talk this through, because this is the type of thing where you think you want something until you figure out what it takes to get it. You know, there's a lot of things that look good. There's a lot of things that look shiny. Everybody says that they want to be the next Oprah. But do you really? that tightrope of success that Oprah has to balance on daily, that is a beast. I don't know personally, but I can only imagine what it's like to operate in her world and what it has been like to operate in her world for all of these years. It's one thing to get to a point where you're at the top in your field and your name is relevant and your name carries weight, but it's another thing to stay there, to be able to actually stay there. That's balancing on that tightrope. And the next part says, if you don't conquer your fear of heights, there's a lot in there. There's fear, right? We are all familiar with fear. There's the fear of heights. We all know what that represents. That represents being outside of your comfort zone, really having to push yourself. So what this is saying, in my opinion, is if you don't push yourself outside of your comfort zone to such an extreme measure that you almost don't even recognize what's going on around you, you can, I don't want to say never, but you will find it really hard to get to a place of success where you can actually function with the pressures of what might be going on around you with relation to how you have to show up every day. So when you think about a tightrope, that's no walk in the park. There's a lot of concentration, skill, probably some meditation too, tactics and techniques that I'm sure need to be used, learning, training, to get to that point where you're actually walking on that tightrope and not falling off to the left or to the right. So there's things that you have to do before you get to the point where you can get on that big stage. Let's say it's a tightrope. Most of us, we know tightropes and circuses. You're on the big stage. You're under the big tent. The spotlight is on you. It's your time to shine and walk across that tightrope. What did you have to do to get there? That's the part that you have to conquer and become excellent at, so that when you get your moment to shine and to walk across that tightrope, you have confidence in yourself because you know that you can execute. You know that you've got it. So before you get there, there's going to be some things you have to conquer. There's going to be some things you have to do. And when you're envisioning your life and the success that you would like to achieve, think of it this way, work backwards. What do I need to do? What do I need to conquer? From the big to the small, even the smallest things that you know you need to conquer. Maybe it's you need to conquer better time management. Maybe it's you need to conquer learning when to tell people no. Maybe it's conquering how you distribute information or consume information. Maybe you take too much time consuming information. Whatever it is that you need to conquer, you got to work backwards and learn how to conquer those things first before you can get to your spot on that tightrope. So figure out what that looks like. Figure out what those things are that you can begin conquering now so that you can get to a point where you can really show up and show out on that tightrope. Thank you so much for spending time with me this week. I hope that this inspires you to get out there, take some action, get really in depth with the things that you need to do to get to the place where you want to be, where you feel like you will be thriving in your life. It's been a beautiful 7-Minute Sunday. It's beautiful outside, so I hope that you're enjoying yourself and just enjoying the little things and the little moments in life. because that's important too. It's not always about go, 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 strive, strive, strive. A lot of times you just have to take a minute to sit and be present. So I hope that you're also taking the time to do that. I know that I am. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I hope you have an amazing week ahead. And I will speak to you next time on 7 Minute Sunday. And as always, keep killing it.